Capital Market Insights from ICMA.
Lessons from LIBOR Transition in the Bond Market Under English Law by Paul Richards. In the ICMA quarterly report, the quarterly assessment considers the lessons from LIBOR transition to near risk-free rates in the sterling and US dollar bond market under English law. An overriding lesson is that it was important that the authorities and the industry work closely together throughout the process. This approach to LIBOR transition was global, overseen by the Financial Stability Board Official Sector Steering Group, jointly chaired by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and the FCA, and accompanied by national working groups in each major LIBOR jurisdiction. As an example, the UK authorities and market participants have worked closely together throughout the process in transitioning the bond market, where ICMA has chaired the RFR bond market subgroup at the request of the FCA and the Bank of England, and with their support. The LIBOR transition in the bond market referencing sterling and US dollars under English law followed five key steps, each of which was discussed and agreed by consensus between the authorities and the bond market. First, once it became clear that panel bank LIBOR was due to cease permanently, the bond market moved as soon as it could to stop using fallbacks to a fixed rate for new floating rate note issues referencing LIBOR, and instead used fallbacks to risk-free rates. And then second, to stop referencing new floating rate note issues to LIBOR, and instead reference risk-free rates. These two steps limited the size of the legacy LIBOR problem and encouraged the development of a new issue market referencing risk-free rates. Third, dealing with the remaining legacy LIBOR problem was much the most time-consuming task in the bond market, owing to the need to transition bonds to risk-free rates, bond by bond. The UK authorities were committed to stop the use of panel bank LIBOR on the stated end date for its publication, but they recognised that more time was needed for transitioning legacy LIBOR bonds. They helped to address the legacy LIBOR problem by changing the methodology for legacy LIBOR bonds from panel bank LIBOR to synthetic LIBOR, while keeping the same LIBOR rate. In the US, federal legislation was introduced involving contract override, in other words, changing the LIBOR rate by operation of law. While the US and UK authorities followed different methods, they achieved the same objective. Fourth, special legislation introduced by HM Treasury under English law provided necessary reassurance to the bond market about continuity of contract between panel bank and synthetic LIBOR in both sterling and US dollars. Finally, the UK authorities communicated the message widely that the bond market needed to be prepared for the cessation of synthetic three-month sterling LIBOR on 28 March, and needs to be prepared for the expected cessation of synthetic 1-, 3-, and 6-month US dollar LIBOR on the 30th of September 2024. The UK authorities have issued a wide range of communications to the market over a long period, for example, through speeches, public statements, and Dear CEO letters, in order to encourage transition. They've monitored progress by the firms they supervise, and they've warned the market to be prepared for the permanent cessation of synthetic LIBOR. The quarterly assessment quotes John Rolleen, a director at the FCA, as follows. Market participants need to ensure they are prepared for the final synthetic US dollar LIBOR settings to cease at end September 2024. Permanent cessation is the fifth and final step, which will complete LIBOR transition in the bond market under English law. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. For more ICMA podcasts and further information on capital markets, please visit our website, icmagroup.org.